My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbionica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or toxins. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbionica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbionica.com. Symbiotica.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
All right, so we are going to talk about the creativity faucet concept. So what this means is, Neil, have you had writer's block before or had trouble creating content sometimes?
Everyone's had writer's block. If you're creating enough content, the people who tell me they've never had writer's block typically don't produce any content in a meaningful way. And sorry if my voice is off. I'm a little bit under the weather.
Or it's just bad content, right? And so there's this concept of the creativity faucet. And I saw this on Twitter or X. And you know what's interesting? There's a book that I read before called Storyworthy. And it talks about this concept of crashing and burning. And what that means is in the morning, let's say you wake up, you just write for 5, 10, 15 minutes or so, and you don't stop. The pen doesn't stop. Or you can just keep typing, whatever's on your mind, right? If you find yourself typing for 5, 10, 15 minutes or so, I'm not saying I do this every single day, but when I do it, one, it's extremely therapeutic because I talk about whatever's bothering me. I talk about whatever ideas I have. And then it starts to get it's like when you have a faucet, the faucet is when you haven't used it for a couple weeks or so, it's clogged with a bunch of gunk. You want to just let it run for a while, right? Let the gunk come out, and then your mind's a lot clearer because you've articulated some of your thoughts, and then you're able to write much better content. Anytime I've done that in the last couple weeks, the content's been a lot better. And sometimes when I don't even have time to create the content for the day, when I do the creativity faucet thing for 5, 10, 15 minutes, it's just I find myself being a lot clearer with what I'm writing, and the engagement ends up being better.
Dude, sometimes what I found is, so I've never, knew about the creativity faucet until you ended up talking about it. But what's funny is the way I get my best ideas is through reading. If you just read stuff, not just in your industry, any industry, it just ends up giving you a lot of ideas like, oh, I could apply that to my industry, And I haven't figured out a better way to get ideas other than reading. One way that's helped me come up with better creative ideas, and I jacked this concept from Alex Hormozi. We were texting the other day, and he's just like, I use Twitter to just put out content. I was like, all right. And then he's like, I test it, and then whatever works on Twitter, I put it everywhere. So I just end up putting a lot of stuff on Twitter, and then whatever's popping, now I just use it for all the other channels. It's quite easier because a lot of the other platforms, their algorithms hurt you if you're publishing too much content too quick, because even if some of your content was good or amazing, it just won't get as much reach because you're publishing too quick, too fast. But on the flip side, Twitter, just crank away, push stuff out, whatever's working, it'll end up giving you more ideas of what people like versus what they don't. And that model, I literally took it from his playbook. He told me it. Appreciate that, Alex. And that model's worked extremely well for us.
Yeah, I asked him on the podcast before. So we did like a 2-hour thing, and you can see it on YouTube, by the way. But I asked him what he does in the morning, right? And so what he does, he says he wakes up with the ideas, right? Like, so he wakes up with the idea, he just starts tweeting. And to your point, whatever starts to catch fire, that's what ends up becoming a video or becomes something that's more well thought through, right? Now, that both these concepts, whether it's using Twitter to do it or using like an Apple Notes or using like a notepad to do it, these are all forms of using the creativity faucet. But the main thing here is you got to get the gunk out of your mind. It's like saying, okay, like if you're going to go to the gym, like you're not going to just start lifting 225, like putting up 225. Like, no, you're going to warm up first. Like earlier this morning, I warmed up. Like I used the bar first, right? 45 pounds. And then you start adding weight on. You can't do it all at once. You got to warm up. Just like you warm up your muscles, you got to warm up your brain as well.
Dude, it's so funny. I actually have my best ideas in the morning too. I start creating content usually around 5 a.m. in the morning. That's when I start.
Yeah, it could be like some people work well in the morning. Go ahead.
And every day, like literally 7 days a week.
Yeah. You can make it a habit, right? The creativity faucet can be a habit. And you can just put it on your calendar, 5 a.m. in the morning or whatever time you wake up. Or you could say, hey, I'm more of an evening person. You could just put it in. Like what the other hack we'll give you here is don't put it on your to-do list. Put it on your calendar and make it a recurring thing. Because if it's on your calendar, you're going to take it seriously.
Dude, totally agree. If you aren't willing to make it a reoccurring thing, if you're not willing to put in the time and energy for it to be reoccurring, you're not going to be consistent at it. If you're not consistent, it's a muscle like Eric mentioned out. You're not going to do well working it out. It's not going to get better over time. The reason Eric and I are decent at creating content, I should say Eric's good. I'll say I'm decent.
No, I'm just decent too.
Yeah. The reason being is we've been doing it so long, right? Compared to most people, and this may sound a little bit arrogant, we're probably rock stars, but you know, in our eyes, we always believe we can get better and improve. And the reason we're decent, or however someone wants to classify us, is because we've just been doing this for a long time and we've worked out that muscle.
But, and the two final things before we go too, it's really important to talk to people that are in the space creating. So when you talk to like an Alex or you could talk to Cody, they're all doing different things from a creator standpoint. And when we talk to them, it's like, okay, well, I like what you're doing here. I can see how this can apply to what I'm doing here. It's just whoever you're talking to or whatever you're reading or whatever you're listening to, at the end of the day, you're just trying to fit it into your worldview. And you're just looking for ideas at the end of the day. That's what learning is all about. And so that's what we'll leave you with. This is why you're listening to this right now. You're trying to figure out how this will fit into your world and how you would get better. So that is it for today. Go ahead.
Yeah, no. And I hope you guys go out there and just start creating some content and work that muscle out. It'll help you guys.
All right. That is it for today. Please don't forget to rate, review, subscribe. Check out this video over here and we'll see you tomorrow.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.